All right, Lance, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well, except the CD3 seems to stick on the tune, so we're off to a great start. How are you this morning?
Oh, just fine. Just fine. Got my firewood in, kindling chip, or split, and on our walk, so.
Uh-huh.
Ready for the day.
So, how much snow you got up there? Is it a little?
Oh, just a couple inches is left.
Yeah. Are we going to get more?
I hope so.
Me too.
Yeah.
So, this time of year, you know, you probably don't have a lot of outside things you can do, but I suppose there's quite a bit of inside things you can do.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty quiet out there. Yeah.
Underneath the snow, we got the worms turning, but that's about it, right?
Yep.
All right, what about pruning? I think we talked a little bit about pruning before the show. And,
yeah, we'll do some pruning and stuff, and not in detail, but we'll do pruning. I mentioned some pruning last time I was on, and just some seed saving stuff, and I got a couple books here that I wanted to mention that people could get if they wanted to investigate seed saving stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, what do you want to start with?
We'll start with the pruning.
Okay, yeah. That's always interesting to me because sometimes a year of the year are better than others for that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what's great for now? Everything?
Everything except you don't want to do peaches or apricots. Now, peaches or grapes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And peaches because I think you'd want to do them.
Well, if it does get cold, it will go down into that cut.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right, so do you wait till the first or the last major freezes are over and then you can do it?
I wait till March.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and what do you use stilts to prune?
Do I use stilts?
Yeah.
I remember
seeing some people using stilts to walk around on the tall trees or something. Maybe that was an old-time picture from 1910 or something.
Yeah, it could have been stilts. No, that'd be... you would have to have some pretty stable ground to do that on.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But, no, I haven't seen anybody in stilts. No, ladder.
Uh-huh.
Ladder. Prune as much as I can from the ground, then I get up in the ladder.
How many trees are you talking about at your place?
You know, I think there's 30 or so.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So in an average day, you could do 10 of them?
Oh, at my place, I'll do two.
Two?
Yeah, it's wintertime.
Uh-huh.
I'm yeah.
Get back inside, get the hot chocolate, and get by the fire.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what about seeds? You mentioned you wanted to talk about seeds a little bit.
Well, I just, I'm going to mention the ones I'm growing, biennials and annuals, and, you know, just talk about the main criteria is you need, 25, 30 plants, just a minimum.
Uh-huh.
You know, corn, if you're going to do corn, you got to do corn 300 minimum. Some people say 100, but it's really more like 300.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, those kind of things. And that's just for your genetic diversity within the species.
Right.
Yeah. So, anyways, and, it's pretty, unless people have saved their beets or carrots or left their kale out in the garden, the biennials, you know, are you have to make an effort to save them in the fall and store them and then plant them back out. Whereas the annuals, you just plant in the ground and let them go.
Mm-hmm. Well, what other things keep you busy this time of year?
Oh, what other things? I'm cutting firewood, getting that ready for next year. And
next year?
Yeah. Yeah, next winter.
Okay, you're way ahead.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I what I want to say, I'm too busy spring, summer, and fall to be cutting firewood. So it's a wintertime project.
I see.
Yeah, and again, it's just, you know, a little bit, an hour a day or so.
Uh-huh.
And then I cross-country ski and go for walks and those kind of things.
Things you didn't get to do in the summer.
Yeah, yeah.
You'd be pretty funny in the summer cross-country skiing.
Yeah.
Not your place. Wouldn't work.
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to remind the listeners of?
No, that's it.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year.
Okay.
Coming up.
Yeah.
Just a day or two, so Happy New Year to you.
All right. Well, you guys take care.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lynn.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.